Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. This is Mike Snyder, and tonight we're going to have Rita as usual. She's going to be doing some chanting for us for this special show we're doing tonight. What I'd like to share with everybody is if you'd like to find out more information about what Brigitte does, you can find most of her offerings on her website, www.lightbridge101.com. She has many different things that has information about her and information about the different kind of sessions she holds. Most of her sessions she's doing, counseling sessions, one-on-one healing sessions and so forth, are mostly done remotely at this point, Zoom and telephone and all that kind of thing. We do hope to be doing things in person and in the near future things in the world start to hopefully go back to normal. But learning how to live virtually like everybody else. In addition, I also have a website, www.mikesnydercc.com, and I have different pieces of my music available on there for download, and I also have several, recordings of different classes we've done over the years. There's a whole wealth of information on there as well. So without further ado, Brigitte, are you there?
Yes, hello everybody. I'm so glad to be with you at this time. I was a little bit surprised about this radio show actually myself. Saint Germain kept asking me a few days ago to set this up. And part of the reason for that is these incredibly profound and powerful times we live in right now. We have the Eclipse series that is starting now, tomorrow with the lunar eclipse, and that's the next new moon with the solar eclipse. I think they're only partial eclipses. And then this leads to December 21st, 2020, another very astrologically powerful and loaded day. And so we can see that we are consistently propelled by spirit, by our divine self, by Gaia to accelerate the transformation of our inner self, to move further and further in alignment with our divine I Am presence, to release more and more of what no longer serves us. And there's a lot of fear that comes up with that. You know, we as humans, we like to know where our path is taking us. We like to have a plan A, B, and C, and in many ways, the plans are being taken away from us to reinforce for us to be in the present moment. You know, we've all heard Eckhart Tolle talking about the power of now. There are so many things written about the power of now, and now it is for us to live in the now, to no longer read about it, to no longer talk about it, but to live about it. And we can all agree that 2020 has been quite a life-changing year, asking us to disconnect from the outer, to go more within, to ask ourselves, where are we right now? Where do we choose to be going forward? Can we truly be willing to let go of everything up to this point? The timelines ended. And here we are now, vulnerable, open, raw. Many of us have lost loved ones or in the process of losing loved ones who are transitioning because their time here on Earth is up. And it feels unusual, different, strange, surreal. I've heard the word surreal so many times throughout 2020. I'm sure, Mike, you can agree, you working also at times in the public realm, it does feel surreal, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much so. You know, in some aspects, it's also trying just to have gratitude at this point, be grateful for what we do have, that if we're lucky enough to have a roof over our heads or still have a job. I mean, it's really a tough time, and there's just so many lessons to be learned, but there's also less gratitude for the people that are out there really trying to help everybody through this. You know, I heard that the food banks are overwhelmed more than ever before, and can imagine some people go to the food bank that never had before, because you lost jobs. It's just a very times that we've never experienced before.
Yeah. And really so many aspects in the last 2 years have been preparing us for this time of surrendering more and more to our divine self. Someone earlier reminded me of the harmonic convergence in 2003. Oh my God, I remember it was all the excitement of experiencing how everybody's global souls and connections were converging more, coming together more, aligning more with your spiritual I am presence and your spiritual guidance, and how new everything was then for some of us. Some of you are old timers. You've probably done it for a long time, much longer than some of the others of us. But and then there were moments where we were asked to truly have trust and faith. I'm sure you being in IT too, Mike, you can remember when it changed from 1999 to 2000 and the fear about the computers and if everything would crash and will we even wake up to the ability to live our lives the next day because computers were running already so much of our lives. I remember that because I was on top of the I was at Niagara Falls at that time on New Year's Eve on top of the tower there and dancing into the new year and thinking to myself, wow, what a place to be if everything shuts down and the elevators don't work anymore, right? And I'm sure you had to do a lot of preparations on the computer side for that, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, I remember just everybody getting all worked up over it, thinking that power would go out and everything. It seems like all the fears we had back in 2000 are actually happening in 2020. It seems like 20 is the year where just everything's the fan.
Yes. And so we've had these situations where we were asked to surrender and to have trust and faith. And in the long run, it all worked out. And here again in 2020, we are asked to release a lot of what used to give us a sense of comfort and safety and security, and to just trust that we are being guided by spirit through an obstacle course that eventually leads us to more freedom and understanding and alignment with our divine self. Now, why St. Germain thought this is such a significant time and he really wanted to do this tonight for everyone is partially because of the preparation for the 1221 gateway. As this winter solstice truly marks a time of endings and new beginnings. Now, we've gone through that. We've experienced it on December 21st, 2012. We experienced it again at the change from 1999 into 2000. We experienced it really on a daily basis every morning when we wake up. So there is the idea of recognizing the rhythm of life, the contraction and expansion. And that's why St. Germain wanted to title tonight about merging the merging of the opposing forces, because really what we're learning more and more is the idea of what creates disharmony and chaos in our life is when two opposing forces are coming together and one wants to overpower the other. And there is disharmony there, whether it's within ourselves, whether it's our human self battling our spiritual self, or whether it is our feminine side battling our masculine side, or vice versa, or love versus fear. And so 2020, when you think about the number 4, the equal arm cross, very much symbolizes balance, the balance of the 4 elements, the balance between the masculine and the feminine, the balance between above and below, heaven and earth, your divine I'm presence of your human self. And at the heart of everything is spirit, is that part that is within all of us, that is holding us together, that is the driving force that propels us on into different experiences for our spiritual growth process, our soul growth process. And teaching us, these years are teaching us to be willing to become even more vulnerable, more open, more detached, and more of an observer, so that spirit can more effortlessly work with us and through us to create a whole new form of existence here on earth. And it takes courage, it takes strength, it also takes a tremendous toll on our physical body, because we are assisting in the raising of the frequency here on earth through our prayers, through our invocations, through the work we are doing on a daily basis. And for this heightened frequency, our physical bodies have to catch up to that. They have to now be able to withstand the higher frequency, withstand the molecules and the atoms and even on a subatomic level to move and vibrate faster, for everything to begin to feel differently, because we are becoming more sensitive to food, sensitive to an environment that might no longer serve us. And so in this process, there is such an incredible refinement that is taking place on so many levels. And we become the alchemists, using the power of love and the power of non-judgment to bring about the transformation by merging the opposing forces together into oneness. And when we have lunar eclipses and solar eclipses, we will find that certain areas that usually are illuminated, like at a lunar eclipse, the moon is illuminated, it's a full moon, and yet the earth moves in between, casting a shadow on the moon. You can feel, being in a physical body ourselves, just like earth, the physical aspect moving between the sun and the moon, we can feel what it means to, on the one side, have the lunar energies, the feminine energies, and on the other side, having the solar energies and the masculine energies. What does that mean? How does it feel? Are we in balance? What are our shadow sides that want to reinforce themselves in the process? And so become aware of that. Use this time to be aware of that. Use this time to allow yourself to go deeper into your inner self, into your shadow world, to become aware whether you're in balance or not. Where have you applied more of your masculine attributes instead of allowing your feminine receptive attributes to take over and to take charge? And so it is a process of allowance, and letting yourself fall into the loving embrace of the Creator to experience that, what you might have been afraid of up until this point. It's a solar eclipse. You have the opposite. You actually have the moon in between the sun and the earth. So with that, you're moving body, soul, and spirit into perfect alignment. And there's the illusion that spirit is covered up, but in reality, what you're finding is that no matter what the shadow is, that spirit can come through in a different way, in a deeper way, in a heartfelt way, where you don't need anything outside of yourself to feel spirit, where within you, you can feel spirit. Nothing can hinder that. Nothing can interfere with that flow, that connection, that all-knowingness, that you're one with all that is. And so these times right now are tremendously transformational because they all go around the lunar forces, the divine feminine, and what it means to men and women alike, celebrate the divine feminine essence, to celebrate the part of us that is receptive, that is open, that is willing to be vulnerable in the knowing that we are the birth canal out of which a new form of existence is being manifest. It is our thoughts. It is our prayers. It is our willingness to release what no longer serves us and to step on a very new path, whatever that new path means to you, to step onto this new path, to experience a new life, whatever that means, to be detached from the outcome and to be courageous enough to experience the unknown in the trust and faith that the divine self, that your divine I'm presence has your back and is working with you and through you to bring about heaven on earth. For you, everybody's soul chooses their own soul experience in physical form. You can only do that for yourself and set an example for others to follow. That is key. So Saint Germain knows of these extremely powerful times, and on December 21st, Saturn and Jupiter are moving in conjunction, in a certain conjunction with the Earth. Listen, I'm not an astrologer. I can't really explain it as well, but one thing I know, Saturn is about contraction and discipline, whereas Jupiter is about expansion and a higher truth. And so you can't get any more of an opposite, contraction versus expansion. And here you find, again, what we are witnessing so much on a global level, this incredible division. And yet it is through the crystallization of this great opposing force, and by recognizing it, that we as channeled instruments of the hierarchy of light can become this powerful glue, spiritual glue, that brings these forces together, these aspects together, first within ourselves, and then radiating it outside into the world so that we truly recognize that whatever is opposing each other is nothing else than part of the same thing. One thing universal laws teach us is that duality exists to teach us about oneness. There is a law of rhythm. There's a law of gender. There's a law of cause and effect. All of these talk about the duality that allow you to experience and manifest and bring forth a new form of existence. Now, if we become aware of this flow, of this movement, contraction and expansion, instead of fighting it, to truly move with it in allowance, then we have found our alignment with our divine self, and we can truly bring heaven to earth. Now, with this being said, we are going to use the peace of this, the heart activation, to start as usual our evening experience with Saint Germain. And what I invite you to do is close your eyes and just feel yourself as an extension of Gaia. Feel yourself as an extension of Earth and open yourself up to the alignment. In this case, because the full moon is so close, in alignment with the full moon, and just feel the beauty of this incredibly astrological system that we're in, where we can feel our feet connected with Gaia, with Earth. We can feel our heart opening up to the soul in form of the lunar energies and reaching beyond the soul, beyond the lunar energies, into the heart of the sun as an aspect of our divine I Am presence. To feel that, to feel this alignment, to bring our divine I Am presence truly into our heart. And as we do that, to feel the wholeness of who we are, and allowing ourselves to receive the love and support and guidance that Saint Germain has for us. He will come through after this piece of music. So be open, feel that alignment, call your divine I Am presence and fully into you to deepen your connection, and then we will open up to what Saint Germain has to say. Greetings, my beloved children, daughters, sons of the Christ love and Christ light. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of continued awakening and transformation. As Brigida said, this is truly a rather auspicious time, and now I say it most of the time I come through to you. But in these next few weeks, you're propelled forward on your path of enlightenment to celebrate more of your divine self in physical form. The winter solstice is always celebrated as the birth of a new light, the birth of a new consciousness. And so that was true for every single one of you. That also means that in the next 22 days, you're being prepared for this. You're going through a process of inner alchemy. You're bringing parts of yourself to the surface that need to be looked at again, to be embraced with love and integrated back into all that is. I know some of you say that you've done that so many times before and that you're tired and exhausted of it. But please, my dear friends, remember that it is not just about you. It is about you within the totality of mankind. You are part of the human consciousness. And because of that, every step you take, every path you tread, you're doing this so others can follow as well. That's why you are connected with me. That's why you and I are such dear, dear friends for more than this lifetime, because you've committed yourself to my work of assisting in the transformational process that is taking place on Earth at this time. And I'm deeply grateful for that. Now acknowledge that in these next few weeks, you'll be asked to be sent into your shadow world, deep into your heart, to open up doors that you might have kept closed for many, many lifetimes. But it is time to shine a new light into those chambers and parts of yourself that you've closed and that you've hidden and that you've been afraid of. Some of you might not even be conscious of that. You might walk along your path of life and enlightenment, thinking that everything that is held within you is out in the open. But I promise you, since you're part of humanity, since you're part of the collective on Earth, it can't be that you are all open and all ready and all fully embodying your divine self at this moment, because you're going through a transformation out of the darkness into the light to assist others as well. And for that, what you're doing now is delving deep into your own inner shadow world to bring to light new aspects of yourself. It is not happening because you have bad karma. It is not happening because you failed. It is actually happening because of your agreement to assist Gaia in the awakening and ascension process. So it is part of your job description. It is part of why you're here. So don't be afraid to look in those areas. You're not alone. We are with you. And you can now begin to see that it is only your humanness that is afraid to walk this path out of the fear of the unknown. The more you develop your trust and faith into your divine I Am presence to have your back, you know, there's nothing you have to be afraid of. This process can actually be a very beautiful process, a gentle process, a process that is very enriching and fulfilling if you just allow yourself to take a deep breath and to relax, to not overthink it, and most definitely not want to control it. This is not a path you can figure out. This is a path of total allowance and alignment. So I'm here with you tonight to remind yourself of the importance of daily alignment. Alignment not just with your divine I Am presence, but with all of you. the body as a physical aspect, the soul as the lunar aspect, and the divine self or divine I'm presence as your solar aspect. I invite you to truly see yourself as a tree of life that you are, your feet connecting to Gaia, deeply rooted into the earth realm, your heart being the harmonizer, being the bridge between heaven and earth, and your crown reaching out far above you into the outer limits of this universe, wanting to expand, wanting to become so much more of what you've been up to this point. And it is that tree of life, that combination that is so profoundly powerful. It is what you're meant to be, who you are, and who you should celebrate. In the celebration, feel the love. Feel the love that is inside of you. No matter what, that love cannot be covered up, because it is your true divine essence. It is the doorway to your heavenly self. And so I invite you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. And as you do that, feel that for some of you, maybe a tiny flame of love, only a spark, but allow it to be ignited into a fire of passion. There are now 12 angels descending down. 6 of the angels are lunar angels. 6 of the angels are solar angels. They are coming down to support you in the balancing and harmonizing of all the opposing forces within yourself. Feel them create a 12-pointed star of light around you at this time, as they're weaving light in and around you. Some lunar light, some solar light. A balance of silver and golden rays, creating the sacred geometry that is surrounding you and infusing you and filling you up. You have come so far, my dear friends, my dear children of the light. You've come so far already. And now it is time for you to accelerate and to move even further along your path, to expand on that what you've already reached. This is a time of empowerment, a time of illumination, and a time of opening your heart further to embody more of the Christed love. You are holding within you the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. And it is now time to raise it up to another level, to let it burn even brighter, even stronger, even more effectively into every aspect of your life and those lives that you touch. It is important that you truly recognize yourself as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light that you're always meant to be and that you are today. Every word you speak, every action you take is done in alignment with your Christ itself and with your divine I am presence. And as such now, I invite you to go even deeper into your own inner self. Let yourself fall. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Allow yourself to be open in the knowing that these 12 angels surrounding you are having your back, are holding you as you let yourself fall into that part of you that might feel like a dividing point inside of you, a thin line that always existed. After all, you've moved out of spirit into physical form. So there's always that line between your spiritual self and your human self or physical self. And there's this line between the light and the darkness, between your masculine with your feminine side. And even though this line doesn't mean that both aspects are not represented within it, but it is the line that you use to define each aspect of all that is. So I invite you now, through the power of love, to see this line simply melting away. You can allow yourself to see or feel or witness those parts of you that might bring up fear, the loss of a loved one, the change in a relationship, the letting go of years and years of working somewhere, the letting go of a home, the letting go of the old you to experience a you that you might not even know or recognize. It is all about letting go of something for something new to come in. And that fear creates that defining line, that line that separates, the deep gap that must be overcome for a shift to take place. And so I invite you now to open up and to let these 12 angels infuse you with the unifying energies that they represent, channeling it into you, into your heart, through you, and for you to direct it into that dividing line that is within you, that wants to control, that wants to hold on, that wants to figure out, that wants to know, that wants to know. Infuse that love into that dividing line and simply observe what is taking place to your own inner self. And for that, we are going to play a piece of music. We are going to play Sweet Surrender now. It is when you allow this dividing line to be purified with the vibration of love, that you can move into a place of forgiveness. You can move into a place that no oppositions exist any longer. And when this opposition ceases to exist, you can move into this place of all-encompassing love, of oneness, where you can look at the world as a mirror of yourself, and all you see is divinity. All you see is a unique aspect of the Creator manifested into physical form. And that is the power of 11. It is the power of mastership. When you can come face to face, one to one, one on one, and you can look at yourself, you reflect upon the outer world, and you can be at peace. You can be at a place of grace and a place of love, because all you see is beauty, is perfection, is purpose, is divine grace. And so I invite you to meditate on that in the days ahead, to take time and focus on what you feel is tearing you apart, and use your alignment to your divine I'm presence to bring love into that tear, to bring love into that dividing line, so that there is no opposition anymore. There is early balance, early harmony, the willingness to allow each aspect of yourself to be unique, to be different, and yet to work together as a divine complement. So many of you seek for a divine complement. A twin flame starts with your own inner self. Finding that divine complement is in all of your own aspects, knowing that all the parts of you don't weaken you, but each part in its own unique way is teaching you, is making you stronger, is making you more of your divine essence in physical form. And that marks the power of today, 11-29-29, also adding up to 11, 11-11, the opening to an initiatory process for many of you, preparing you for the December 21st gateway. The idea is to maintain your alignment, the one, the oneness within all that is, no matter what is happening around you, so that you can become the effective columns of light, the channels and instrument of the hierarchy of light, to bring through higher frequencies of love, of illumination, of higher consciousness through you and into the collective of humanity. Now at this time, I want you to use that inner part of you that is now pure love, pure light, that is that fusing energy and unifying energy that you've activated within you. I want you to use that as a portal that can propel you out of your physical body onto a path of light that is allowing you to reach outwards and upwards beyond the earth realm, all the way towards the beautiful moon and its radiance. Envision it as a radiant full moon that is about for many of you. Experience it, see it, feel it. Feel the lunar rays infusing you and calling to you, and pulling you into that silver sacred temple of the moon that lies at the heart of the moon. The temple of the goddess, the temple of the divine feminine, many goddesses have had their place here to learn, to grow, and to recognize what it means to be a mirror of spirit to the world. Does it mean to you to be a mirror of spirit to the world, to reflect spirit through you out into the world? In many ways, that is what you do, men and women alike. For those of you who are on the path of enlightenment, of the initiatory path of awakening, you are that tool of bringing spirit down to those who can't see it by themselves. You are the bridge. And that means that in this alignment, you can feel, you can sense the warmth and the light and the illumination upon you. You're allowing yourself to receive spirit, but not just to hold on to it, not just to keep it all to yourself, but to send it out, to redirect it out into the world. And that is what every single one of you is doing every day, through a smile, through a kind word, through kind action, through your healing work, through your teachings, through everything that you represent. You bring spirit to those who can't bring spirit to themselves because they have lost that inner connection. They've forgotten about it. And you are here on earth to awaken those who are asleep to remember their connection spirit. Now with you in this lunar temple are three goddesses, and one of them you're very familiar with is Goddess Isis, who is here at this time to give you on 11/29 for the 11/11 secondary portal an activation of empowerment. Also present is Kuan Yin, goddess of compassion and love, who is here at this time to give you an activation to illuminate your heart, yourself further as a mirror, as a vessel, as a holy grail of spirit. And the third goddess is our revered Mother Mary herself, representing divine love, giving an activation to you to reinforce your heart to the vibration of divine all-encompassing love, so that you can hold that vibration of love that is the glue that brings all opposing forces together for the benefit of those that you come in contact with. So recognize yourself once you receive these three activations that you are going to be a great unifier through the power of the goddess essence within you. You are assisting in giving birth to a higher consciousness to those that are willing to take on that responsibility. It is not for you to force it upon anybody, but it is for you to offer it freely, simply through your existence, simply through your presence, simply through embodying the divine power, illumination, and love of the lunar goddess that is working with you and through you in these days ahead. So be the play a piece of music while you simply open yourself up now that Goddess Isis, Goddess Kuan Yin, and Goddess Mary will step forward, each of them giving you a blessing and an activation to strengthen these three aspects within you at this time. And for that, we are going to play Rays of Light. my vision in front of you is silver ray path opening up again, leading you out of the temple, the lunar temple, back towards the earth. But before you re-enter the earth's atmosphere, take a moment. Just look upon the blue jewel. Feel the gratitude of Gaia for your willingness to be that bridge between heaven and earth, to be that channel and instrument of the threefold flame of the Christ love, light, and empowerment to flow through you and out to her and everyone on earth. Never underestimate the role that you play in the evolutionary process that is taking place on earth at this time. And now that you're not alone, that we are here to support you, and slowly allow yourself to descend back into your physical body, wherever you've left it. Feel your alignment. Allow yourself a moment to feel and integrate the activation you received and the blessing you received from Goddess Isis, Kuan Yin, and Mary. And now that within the next few days, there will be a consciousness shift experienced by you, an awareness of where there are divisions inside of you or around you. And when it is for you to use that heightened sense of yours to infuse love and light and compassion and the divine power to bring together instead of setting apart. And you will use that to help in the merging of the division that is tearing so many apart at this time. You truly are the alchemists. You work with the violet flame. In many ways, what I ask you to do here is an aspect of being the embodiment of the violet flame as well. Just more of an in-depth understanding of what it is you're doing at this time. It is very important that you spend the next few weeks leading to December 21st, truly in maintaining your inner alignment through meditation, through breathing techniques, through everything you've learned up to this point, that you use that inner alignment to be that torch of light, that torch of hope, that beacon of love to many at this time of awakening. You are incredibly powerful. You've done so much to shed layers and layers of your old self, and we are deeply grateful for that. Remember the power of the I Am. The I Am, the resurrection and the life. I Am, the embodiment of love, life, and illumination. I Am one with God, and God is one with me. Wherever you're guided to use the I Am statements. Most importantly, detach yourself from the drama surrounding you. Use the role of an observer to witness, but not be part of. And by being the witness, you can allow yourself to be a more effective channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light at all times. Now that these 12 angels are going to continue to stay with you in the next few weeks to support your continued process of transformation, and so will I. Blessings to all of you. Now this is a tremendously beautiful time of awakening, one that when you come out the other end, you will be amazed how much good will have come out of it. I Am Saint Germain. My love is with you always, and I thank you for your willingness to do the work that you need to do at this time for the benefit of all. Blessings to you. And it is so. Namaste.
Great show. Thank you, Jermaine. Thank you, Brigitte. Brigitte, you with us?
Yes. Thank you, Mike, too, for helping me to bring this out there. Without you, there wouldn't be a radio show because you certainly are setting it all up. So thank you for that. And thank you for all that you bring to the show, too.
Oh, thank you. It was great.
Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in or listening to the radio show. It's always such a great honor to do this. We are living in truly momentous times. Make sure that you eat well, that you pay attention to the messages of your body. I found in the last few weeks I can't drink any coffee or even anything caffeinated right now. And it's okay. It doesn't last forever. Just be aware that maybe at this time you need to change your diet a little bit. Don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. Just go with it and support your body through these changes as best as you can because of the heightened frequency that we are feeling right now as the channel and instruments of the light that we are. We have to support our muscles, our nervous system. You know, there are herbal things you can take to support, to reduce inflammation in your body. I find very often during these times, your body is kind of overheated because you're running so much energy. So that can help you. Salt water baths, certainly very, very helpful. And I, on a personal note, find lately that I have the desire to go a lot more into inner communication and meditation. Now, the winter time certainly supports that concept of going within and moving more into a quiet space, but I also feel that it is right now this time of birthing or this time of consciousness shift that we are supporting. And there are many, and sometimes I'm afraid too, like, you know, your human self comes up with, well, what if, and what if this doesn't happen, and you know, and that's when I pull myself out of the future because at that moment, you're really not in the present moment. I pull myself into the here and now and say, okay, let's use breathing. Let's calm myself down. Where am I? How do I feel? How do I sit? You know, making myself feel how my body feels like bringing me into the present moment. It's a very, very powerful tool right now to not go into the past or into the future because we don't really want to recreate the past and the future depends on the choices we make in the present moment. So let's be open, let's be aligned, and let's see where the days take us. And for those of you who listen to the recording and it's not 11:29 anymore, I promise you it doesn't make a difference. This is timeless, so you can listen to this at any time. I hope it helped. It's always a great honor to connect with all of you. And now that my love is with you, and stay tuned. There might be more radio shows in the month of December. Spirit guides us, Mike and me, to offer this as we feel guided and guys are Sesame Food guys. Oh my God, it's time to end this radio show. But you know what I mean. We are guided at any moment in time to schedule another radio show just to bring the masters and divine beings through for you. So just stay tuned to the newsletter or check out my website at www.lightbridge101.com. Mike, anything you want to share?
No, show tonight, and wishing everybody the best out there.
Oh, and let's not forget, it is interesting. In Germany, we very much celebrate it. It is the time of Advent, every Sunday now, leading to the Christmas. An additional candle is being lit. So today, the first candle was lit. Next Sunday, two candles will be lit, then three, and then four, and then there's a Christmas. So it is also symbolic for a time of preparation, a time preparing for the birth of the birth of the Christ, symbolizing the birth of love, hope, and illumination. So really take this time as a process of preparing you, just like a mother would prepare or a father would prepare for a newborn to come in, to just really prepare yourself as to ask yourself, you know, what really no longer serves me? What can I let go to make room for this new me to come in? All right? That's it. That's all. Love you all. And as I famously end all the radio shows, peace out, my friends. Peace out.
All right. Good night, everybody.